A reading from the Gospel according to John. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He removes every branch in me that bears no fruit. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes to make it bear more fruit. You have already been cleansed by the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me as I abide in you. Just as a branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit, because apart from me, you can do nothing. Whoever does not abide in me is thrown away like a branch and withers. Such branches are gathered, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit, and become my disciples. The Gospel of the Lord. My neighbours are brothers, one above me, one next door, and every year they drastically prune various trees and bushes, and indeed a vine, and every year I watch in horror, because I know nothing about gardening, nothing about the cultivation of fruit trees, and what they do to me looks like a massacre. But every year they're proved right. The vine and the cherry trees bear more and better fruit. The roses flourish. The tamarind blossoms spectacularly. If you've never seen a tamarind tree, have a look on the internet. It really is beautiful. So, pruning works. And all my instincts to leave the poor plant alone are mistaken. Which, of course, is exactly the point. Jesus knows that it will seem brutal to prune away everything that stops us bearing spiritual fruit. He knows that we too easily forget that we're part of him. Just as the branches to be pruned have no useful, purposeful existence when they're attached to the vine, but actually drain away its potential fruitfulness, so our faults need to be cut away if we're to be real Christians. Meister Eckhart knew all about that. This great Dominican preacher in 14th century Germany preached what most translators would call detachment, but the word he used actually has cutting at its root. So he was simply echoing Jesus. And if we're honest, every single one of us knows exactly what we need to cut off. When you prune the vine or the rose bush, you have to cut away small, apparently unimportant twigs, as well as sturdier branches. And in just the same way, it's not enough to avoid, I don't know, murder or robbery or any of the big spectacular sins. We need to get rid of the small ones that waste so much of our energy, that make us so much less effective as disciples. It's a lot harder for me anyway to stop being jealous and impatient and what my mother used to call pass remarkable, which is commenting unfavorably on other people, passing remarks. It's harder to prune those sins away than it is to prevent myself stealing money from the bank or killing somebody. I'm truly not tempted by those. But the fruit that I could be producing, the fruit I should be producing, doesn't have a chance as long as I hang on to my habitual familiar faults. And Jesus tells us exactly how to achieve this necessary pruning. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish and it will be done for you. Even liberation from all the bits of you that are unfruitful. Oh, and while we're about it, let's just remember something that St. Teresa of Avila said. It's her memoria today. She said, and I love this, "May the Lord preserve me from gloomy saints." She was anything but gloomy herself. So let's cultivate the fruit of happiness.